Alert, is exactly what we have done.
NATO's Supreme Allied Commander noted that the buildup of defenses will take some time before NATO defenses are on the eastern flank. You're listening to NPR News from New York.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A woman in Spivey, Kansas was arrested yesterday and charged with first-degree murder following the death of her elderly mother. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says emergency medical services were called to the home of 94-year-old Betty Oding by her daughter, 70-year-old Linda Oding, where personnel reported signs of malnourishment and unsafe living conditions. Betty Oding was transported to the Hutchinson Regional Medical Center. She died on Wednesday in hospice care. Linda Oding has been arrested and booked on charges of first-degree murder, mistreatment of an dependent elder person, abuse and neglect, and interfering with medical care. The investigation is continuing. President Donald Trump granted a disaster declaration yesterday for damages from destructive storms that hit Kansas in early June. The Kansas Reflector reports that the declaration is in response to storms in southeast and south central Kansas, June 3rd through the 7th, that damaged roads, bridges, and utility infrastructures. Kansas is eligible for more than $7.5 million in federal assistance following the declaration. The Missouri Senate gave final approval yesterday to a redistricting plan that is expected to help Republicans win an additional congressional seat. KNBC reports that the redistricting plan passed 21-11. The plan splits Kansas City, Missouri into three separate districts, targeting the district currently represented by Democratic Congressman Emanuel Cleaver. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-90s. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight, lows around 70. And for tomorrow, partly sunny with highs around 91 degrees. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, featuring KU students in contemporary drama, dance, and musical comedy staged at Murphy Hall. Season lineup and tickets at kutheater.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, new research into the death cap mushroom. We'll hear from mycologist Ann Pringle coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on KPR. Sunny skies today. We're looking at highs in the mid-90s. Winds from the southwest with gusts up to 20 miles per hour today. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows around 70 degrees. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, highs in the lower 90s. It's 78 in Atchison, 76 in Emporia, 78 in Manhattan, 79 degrees in Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
This week's 105 Live is packed with recordings from live sessions, interview segments, and more, all featuring artists performing in the 2025 Mixmaster Conference in Lawrence, September 19th and 20th. Join Nick Carswell for 105 Live today at 5 p.m. on KPR 1. And over on KPR 2, it'll be BBC World Service.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Circumstances.
What the words of a child can tell us about a war. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Check out the KPR app for Android and Apple. It's free at your app store, and you can take us with you everywhere you go.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Coming up, a mother moves in with her daughter and then stops talking to her. Why? We'll find out on A Silent Treatment. That's the new memoir by Jeannie Venasco. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies and hot today. We're expecting highs in the mid-90s. Winds from the southwest with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy for tonight, lows around 70. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the lower 90s. It's 78 in Chanute, 80 degrees in Atchison, 80 degrees in Lawrence, 80 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation.
Memorial.com. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Readers Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at the Lawrence Public Library, Saturday, September 13th. More information online at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Next to Normal, a rock musical running September 19th through 21st and 25th through 28th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
Sunny skies and hot today. We're looking at highs in the mid-90s. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Atchison, 80 degrees in Emporia. This is Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Trayvon Fess-Smith.
And I'm Peter Sagal. Pretty soon your TV experience will be very different. The shows will be the same, but what will you do if you want the chance to experience dizziness, nausea, or severe headaches? We'll have legendary sportscaster Bob Costas on to do the play-by-play on that news, plus Oscar and Grammy-winning artist Rhymefest explains how carefully he shadowed Bill Curtis while preparing to fill in.
I tend to watch where he goes in the yard. We sometimes make eye contact.
We'll ask who's really under surveillance on our quiz, which is coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Authorities in Utah say they're preparing charges against a 22-year-old man accused of the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk this week. NPR's Bobby Allen reports Tyler Robinson is being held without bail in a county jail.
Law enforcement apprehended Robinson following a tip received from a member of Robinson's family. As a young man, Robinson excelled in school and received a college scholarship, but dropped out after one semester. Offline, he grew up in a small Utah town where hunting was commonplace. Online, he spent a lot of time in corners of the internet that celebrate edgy and trollish humor. Whatever led to Robinson allegedly targeting Kirk, it should shock Americans' conscience, says Utah Governor Spencer Cox.
It is also much bigger than an attack on an individual. It is an attack on all of us. It is an attack on the American experiment. It is an attack on our ideals.
Authorities have vowed to seek the death penalty against Robinson. Bobby Allen, NPR News, Orem, Utah.
Louisiana health officials say the state is experiencing the worst outbreak of pertussis, also known as whooping cough, in 35 years. As NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports, one of the state's senators is now asking for help from Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Republican Senator Bill Cassidy is a physician, and he chairs the HELP Committee, which oversees the Department of Health and Human Services. Cassidy cast a key vote to confirm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as health secretary, despite voicing concerns about Kennedy's history of anti-vaccine activism. A letter from Cassidy to Kennedy this week hints at a growing rift. Cassidy lays out the scope of the pertussis outbreak in his state. Two babies have died. He says the DTaP vaccine is safe and effective, and it protects babies against dying from pertussis. Cassidy goes on, quote, I ask that you publicly reaffirm your support for the DTaP vaccine, and says Kennedy's public support will save lives. HHS did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News, Washington.
The Department of Homeland Security says an ICE officer shot and killed a man in the Chicago area yesterday. A statement says as officers were attempting to detain him, he drove his car at them. One fired at him after being dragged by his vehicle. He's in stable condition. Ozzy Lopez lives in the neighborhood and calls the incident tragic.
It's just crazy that this is what it's getting to. You know, this is for someone had to flee for their lives and then in the process lost their life, and then someone else got hurt in the process where, you know, it doesn't look good on either side.
The man who died was identified as a 38-year-old cook from Mexico. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Calm is returning to Nepal after days of protests after the appointment of an interim prime minister. New elections will be held March 5th. The demonstrations started Monday over a social media ban and turned violent. At least 51 people died. A controversial far-right activist in the UK is using the assassination of Charlie Cook to mobilize support for what's expected to be Britain's largest far-right demonstration in decades. Vicky Barker reports.
Ahead of Saturday's march and rally in central London, the anti-immigrant, anti-Islam activist Tommy Robinson posted a photo of Charlie Kirk superimposed above the US and UK flags. Speakers at his Unite the Kingdom event include former Trump advisor Steve Bannon, as well as far-right politicians from Germany and Poland. A counter-demonstration by the group Stand Up to Racism was taking place a few hundred yards away. More than 1,600 police officers have been assigned to keep the groups apart, and Scotland Yard has reassured Muslim Londoners that officers would be on hand to make sure they feel safe. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
A ceremony was held today in Nagasaki, Japan, at the site of a World War II prison camp. Dozens of people came from the Netherlands, relatives of Dutch prisoners who suffered abuse and starvation there during the war. Their names have been engraved on a stone monument that was erected 10 years ago as a symbol of reconciliation and peace. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Chapter, offering Medicare advice to seniors nationwide and working to find the plans that best fit their needs. Advisors are available by dialing #250 and saying the keyword Medicare Help.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast. It's 76 and fair. Wind is from the south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Today, clear with a high in the mid-90s. Wind will be from the southwest at 5 to 10 miles.
This week on Live at Green Lady Lounge, we'll hear some Afro-Cuban jazz with Stanley Sheldon's Rhythm Republic. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Be sure to join us live at the Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. And from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family, October 4th and 5th. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com. Sunny skies today and hot, highs near 96 degrees. It's 82 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from...
I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Kansas City Monarchs, presenting the return of the KC Blues and Jazz Festival, October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring Stanley Clark and more. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com. And from the Tonganoxie Arts Council, hosting the Kansas Storytelling Festival Tall Tale Tryouts, featuring storyteller Paul Strickland, today at the Tonganoxie Historical Society, open to the public. Information at TonganoxieArtsCouncil.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and...
This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's the Moth Radio Hour, storytelling without a net. Mostly sunny skies today and warm, highs near 96 degrees. It's 85 in Atchison, 82 and cloudy down in Chanute, 83 and cloudy in Emporia, 85 and sunny in Emporia, 85 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Well, the day before.
The Moth is supported by BetterHelp, supporting mental health through therapy and helping clients find balance. Clients are matched with one of 30,000 therapists for online therapy from anywhere at betterhelp.com/public. And by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance, home of Snapshot, offering a personalized rate on car insurance based on safe driving habits. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Snapshot is not available in California or from all agents.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Tonganoxie Arts Council, hosting the Kansas Storytelling Festival Tall Tale Tryouts, featuring storyteller Paul Strickland, today at the Tonganoxie Historical Society. Open to the public. Information at TonganoxieArtsCouncil.org. Sunny and warm today with highs expected in the mid-90s. Winds from the southwest, possible gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the lower 90s. It's 86 in Atchison, 87 in Lawrence, 87 in Manhattan. This is Kansas Public Radio.
This is the Moral Live Hour. Led Black tells us about traditional masculinity when the Moth Radio Hour continues.
The Moth is supported by AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca is committed to transforming the lives of people living with a variety of amyloidosis diseases. To learn more about ATTR amyloidosis, visit attrroadmap.com.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Manhattan Arts Center, presenting Legally Blonde, the musical, following Elle Woods as she heads to Harvard Law. Today, tomorrow, and September 19th through the 21st. Details at manhattanarts.org. And from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. Sunny skies, highs today in the mid-90s. It's 89 degrees in Manhattan. This is KPR.
You're listening about breaking up with the Confederacy and a field producer for The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Co-producer is Vicki Merrick, associate producer Emily Couch. Other stories in the show were directed by Sarah Austin Janess and Jody Powell. The rest of the Moth's leadership team includes Sarah Haberman, Jennifer Hickson, Meg Bowles, Kate Tellers, Jennifer Birmingham, Marina Kluche, Suzanne Rust, Brandon Grant, Inga Gladowski, Sarah Jane Johnson, and Aldi Kaza. Special thanks to Mike Fiddleson and the team at United Palace, Neria Leva Gutierrez, Michelle Orsi Gordon, and the team at NOMA, Luis A. Miranda Jr., Sarah Elisa Miller, Owen Panettiere, Carmen Rita Wong, and Sharon Salzberg. Moth stories are true, as remembered and affirmed by the storytellers. Our theme music is by The Drift, other music in this hour from Bill Orcutt and Heavy D. We receive funding from the National Endowment for the Arts. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. For more about our podcast, for information on pitching us your own story, and everything else, go to our website, themoth.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, things feel a little different on college campuses this fall. We look inside the drama with students and staff. College disorientation coming up on This American Life on KPR. Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour. Two moms, lots of laughs, creators of the web series, today at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu. And from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Sunny skies today and warm temperatures in store. We're expecting highs in the mid-90s. Winds from the southwest up to 20 miles per hour this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 70 degrees. Partly sunny with highs in the lower 90s for tomorrow. It's 88 in Atchison, 85 in Chanute, 85 degrees in Emporia, 88 in Lawrence, 89 in Manhattan, 88 in Topeka.
From WBEZ Chicago, it's This American Life.